This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's no Obamacare bailout money in this package. I've read that in the newspapers a couple different times. I've seen it on the news. Go find it for me. It is not there. What the Democrats are telling you about that is false.
Mick Mulvaney steps in for Sean Spicer and, well, dished about a lot of things. That was just one piece of the puzzle today coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney America tonight broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the fabulous state of Florida, Sunshine State. That's where I am. Right now we go to Washington, D.C., and Lori Lewis for Talk Media News joins us. So, Lori, Mick Mulvaney coming in, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, not necessarily a strange deal. I guess he stepped in so that he could attack, he was attacking Democrats, basically, on overspending and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. And he continued with Trump's message of this good shutdown might prove Trump's point about dysfunction in Washington. So, it seems like this administration is ready to approach this budget and in a very unconventional manner.
Yeah, I like how you said that. Unconventional manner, that's for sure. And what about the wall and the funding for the wall? What is the scoop on that? Because Mulvaney kind of touched on that, too.
So what was agreed to was $1.5 billion for border security. And this isn't necessarily the wall. In fact, the budget explicitly states that there won't be money allocated to a physical barrier. But the money will go to border security, and Mick Mulvaney as well as Donald Trump are saying that that wall, though, that physical barrier, will eventually be built. This is a promise that Trump made to his base and one that he says he intends to keep.
Yeah, another thing, kind of a curveball, came out of the White House today, just that they're preparing to sign this religious liberty order on Thursday, and it's, of course, the National Day of Prayer, and it's an executive order on religious liberty. So is it just playing to the base? Is that kind of what this is about, or is there something more to this, or did I miss something?
So it is highly controversial. It's an executive order on religious liberty, and what's going on is that, so it hasn't been finalized yet, and we should say that. So what it's actually going to do, not perfectly clear, but I guess something to note is that Vice President Mike Pence, when he was, if you remember, governor of Indiana, he had a stir when it came to religious liberty. Do you remember? This was huge news at the time.
Yeah,
I think we can probably expect, you know, something in line with the legislation that he passed. But what exactly is going to be totally unclear at this point. And what can be done via executive order also, unclear.
Wow. So as that's going on, there still was more conversation about, for example, aspects of funding, budgets, et cetera. That's what we started off with, including another thing that Trump had to say, the president saying Planned Parenthood will be defunded. It's just a matter of time. You want to talk about controversy. Obviously, that's right up there, too.
Yeah, so Trump is also right. He made that a campaign promise that he was going to defund Planned Parenthood, and that's something that he continues on with. Whether he's going to find success again, I'm not perfectly sure. But I'm sorry, Kate. So this escaped me. But to jump back to that religious freedom executive order, religious liberty executive order for a second. What it's going to do, and I'm sorry, escape my brain, what it's going to possibly do is establish exemptions for people and groups who claim to have religious objections to certain things.
Wow.
Just like, right, same idea of that we hear about, right? If a gay couple goes into a cake maker and the cake maker says, we're not going to make a cake for your wedding, is that, you know, something that is legally allowed? And it seems like the Trump administration is going to try and enshrine those rights for that business owner to decline, you know, a service like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's much more to it, obviously. And as you said, it's not, all of that's not finalized, of course. The, something huge that obviously was going on Tuesday in Washington is the phone call, the conversation between Trump and Putin. And apparently the thing that came out of it is that there's going to be a new effort to sort of cooperate on Syria. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you are right on that. So Trump and Putin spoke, and both of them released statements at the end of it, the Kremlin and the White House. And what these statements indicated was that Washington and Moscow are trying to cooperate on bringing a ceasefire to Syria. Something that the White House statement said was that they're working on what the White House has previously called zones of stability, and this time called safe zones, wherein civilians can be protected in a certain area by, you know, forces of some sort, like somebody's military troops. Whether, and most likely, right, this is going to be against ISIS or other terror groups. So this is something that, yeah, the U.S. might be cooperating with Russia on. It gives a new breath to what people are hoping for a ceasefire in Syria. I think it's worth noting also that the Defense Secretary Jim Mattis in the past has said that the U.S. isn't prepared to work with Russia until it lives up to international norms and international agreements. So this doesn't mean necessarily an all-out support, you know, for the Trump administration from Moscow. You have to remember Mattis, right, holds is closest to Trump when it comes to security measures. So he's going to take his advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one last one. I talked to Justin the other day about this. Were you at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
I was fortunate enough to go, yes.
And so what was that like for you? That had to be pretty pretty awesome, although it was kind of a different flavor than we're used to seeing.
Yeah, it was a different flavor. And, you know, I think the different flavor was kind of a nice change. The way it's been described to me in the past is that different news outlets bring, you know, celebrities to the dinner kind of as their contribution. So other reporters can take photos with these folks and such. But that wasn't there. There were, I think, possibly the most important person there was Steny Hoyer, who's the Democratic whip within the House of Representatives. It was definitely a night that was more focused on news and the First Amendment and journalism and so forth more than it was, I think, the flash of, you know, this thing like an alternative to the Oscars. It was much more of a nerd prom. I think it was, it's called the nerd prom. And it seems like in recent years it may have lost that flair, but they tried to bring it back. Woodward and Bernstein gave speeches, and tried to bring it back to this idea of the root of what is journalism and the First Amendment and making sure that those principles stand strong.
Wow. Love it. Lori Lewis, Nerd Prom. Sounds like fun. I'll have to go next year. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. As always, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate.
Some other things to talk about. Former South Carolina senator booted at the Heritage Foundation. There's a lot of controversy over that. Hillary Clinton jumps into the fray. You know, Clinton and Obama both have been giving speeches. Obama, his first the other day. Hillary Clinton made some news for some of the conversations she had with Christian Amanpour from CNN talking about things that she was responsible for or wasn't responsible for during the campaign. We're going to kick that door open and some others next on America Tonight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning.
We knew it was very important for us to get off to a really good start, especially on the road. I mean, we did it. We had the energy level up. Defensively, we were active. You know, we were contesting shots. We rebounded the basketball. And then offensively, you know, we were sharing it, playing off the catch, and then knocking down shots. So we got to keep that same momentum.
James Harden and the Rockets the other day, man, really took off against the Spurs. I mentioned it briefly as we roll into yet another segment here on America Tonight. 126-99, Harden there being considered as MVP of the league. However, I think it goes to Russell Westbrook. I said that before because of all the triple-doubles. The Oklahoma City Thunder, some of you listening to us in Oklahoma should be proud of his performance. Unfortunately, they were knocked out of the playoffs, and they're just watching. But the story really is, man, Isaiah Thomas. The Celts destroy the Wizards 129-119. So, my math, and you know, my math is the kind where I'm still, you know, using my fingers. They're up 2-0, but Isaiah Thomas with 53 points. What a record setting performance. I mean, on fire. This is a guy who a couple of weeks ago was so distraught over losing his sister in a terrible freak one-car accident and then just buried her a few days ago. And the entire city of Boston is in love with Isaiah Thomas. So they should be proud of his epic performance in overtime, because this was overtime where the Celts won, and Thomas really led them to that victory, and this gives them that 2-0 edge. They are playing like a They're playing like a team on fire, let's just say that. I've had a couple of you email me and ask me to talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs, so there's a couple of quick ones for you. I still think it is pretty tough to knock off the Warriors, certainly from the West. And in the East, the Cavaliers, you know, doesn't take a genius to look at what they did this past year and think, okay, we're going to get the rubber match, that's going to happen, we're going to see LeBron James, and we're going to see Kevin Durant. Now, newly, since last summer, with the Warriors as part of what they bring to try to close the deal and pull the championship back to the West Coast. So we'll see. I mean, hey, I give the Celts credit. They're pretty tough. Brad Stevens has them ready to play, and Isaiah Thomas, like I said, is absolutely on fire. When we stepped away, I was talking about Hillary Clinton, and now she's was interviewed at a Woman for Women for Women event, and she talked about, she blamed James Comey, she blamed WikiLeaks for the election loss, because now the gloves are off and she's talking about it, and she talked about saying that she takes personal responsibility. She said, I was the candidate, I was the person on the ballot, but she says the path to winning, she's that she was on the path to winning until the FBI director publicly announced he might reopen the investigation into her use of a personal email server when she was Secretary of State. She said she felt as though the combination of Comey's letter in October, the end of October, and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for her but got scared off. I mean, there's the question. Do you think is there something to that? Do you think that's true? Or do you think that the party didn't pay attention to what was happening to people who were losing jobs all over the Midwest, and it was suddenly like, okay, it's politics as usual, and you are leaving us out. Now, some people think it would have been a much different result if Bernie Sanders had been the candidate. In fact, that's been discussed a lot. Regardless, to me, that's ancient history. It doesn't matter now. I mean, I understand why it came up, because she was speaking. It was a question that was asked, and she answered it and did bring it back to herself and said, ultimately, I was the candidate, and it comes back to me. But how much did the Russian stories hurt, and how much did the FBI director hurt? I've also gotten a couple of emails, since I'm kind of doing this odds and ends thing here, on the Kentucky Derby. A lot of you know I like to go to the track every once in a while. And the Kentucky Derby is a big deal, and in my family, we always watch the Kentucky Derby. It wasn't about action on the Derby. It was about just watching it. And Thunder Snow is the favored horse. People are talking about this horse and how incredible this horse is, and it's just phenomenal how phenomenal this horse is racing in the Derby. And that this is going to be one of the favorites. That it just, this horse produces as a big, strong colt who improves constantly and is great on the dirt, that he just keeps getting better every single race. And the forecast for the Derby, not rain, sunny skies, a 20% chance of showers, and a high temp in the 60s, so that's pretty good. And I like the name. I do. I like watching the Derby run, but it's a whole day of racing at Churchill, and there's lots of conversation. This entire week is filled with conversation about the favorites, the, you know, win, place, or show, who could be the surprise horses, who has the mount, but this horse has speed. This horse, like I said, is on the upswing. But ultimately, the horse has to run. That particular day could be a bad day for an unexpected reason. Could happen, right? There's no definites, let's put it that way, when you're talking about racing. All right, we've got a caller, our pal Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. So hang on a second here, and we're going to go out to Dan, as I am in this undisclosed location in Florida, trying to get him up on the line, as it were, with us. We got him. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you someplace where it has a whole lot of thunder and lightning?
Am I giving clues? There's a whole bunch of alligators where I am.
Oh, you're in the swamp section.
Yes.
Watch out for those mosquitoes. They've been known to carry young girls like you away.
Yes, mosquitoes. Yeah,
yes.
They're bad. Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin that has four lots just about a mile from Disneyland, and I'm trying to get her to give them to me.
Oh, I know where you're talking about, and they are developing all over the place down there.
Oh, she's got great, big, huge sugar pines all over it, Florida pines all over it.
Yeah.
She bought it in 1952.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. 1952. That's
1952.
She's going to get a pretty penny for that.
I don't want to sell it. I want to build a little nice little place there for old people like me to go to.
I love it. Convince her. Convince her.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Hillary. Look, Hillary was a lousy candidate. She has nobody to blame but herself. And Comey should have sent her to jail. The only reason he didn't was it was a political thing. So she got the cakewalk off of that. Instead, she should have been in the damn jail. I mean, this woman is as crooked as a dog's hind leg and then some. And she has nobody to blame but herself. She was a lousy, lousy candidate. So for her to get up there and cry about how the world was taken away from her because of blah, 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 that's just excuses.
Yeah, I think she should be careful with that, because I would just move on. She did bring it back to, okay, I'm accountable, but I would move on from that. That's a losing hand.
Yeah, her and Bill were slimes in that whole program. And between her and Bill, they managed to sell 20% of our uranium to the Russians. And Bill made a nice little profit off of that. And Hillary used her office to get that put through. And I'm telling you, she should have been sent to jail.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And they needed to flush that. You know what? I think any of that kind of stuff, any of that, should always be investigated. I mean,
absolutely.
No matter what, no matter Republican, Democrat, whoever, it's power to the people, Dan, as you know. And, you know, it makes sense. If something doesn't seem right, then let's turn it over. Let's look at it. I'm willing to pay tax dollars for investigations all the way around on some of this stuff that we've been talking about, period. And I don't care whether the stripe is Republican or it's Democrat. The other side next on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
Time for another edition of The Other Side. That's where we invite my husband Paul to join us. He's on Bobcat Patrol back in Texas, while I'm on Gator Lookout at an undisclosed location in the Sunshine State. Hi, Paulie.
Hey, it's my bedtime. What do you want?
You know, we got gators everywhere you look down here.
Yeah, you've been playing some golf down there in the gator-infested country?
No, not golf. I mean, you just... apparently, what happens is there are certain times of year where they kind of make these pig noises when they see dogs and other animals that they would like to eat, apparently, that walk along the lakes here in Florida.
That's a good tip. I didn't know that.
That is a good tip. If you have a small dog, be very, very careful. So maybe some of you can relate to this. I don't know. A lot of communities, you're listening to us in Portland, Oregon, and New Orleans, and Sarasota, Florida, other parts of Florida, in Ottumwa, Iowa, in New York, and so many great affiliates, Illinois, to you know, go through. But suffice to say, Mississippi, that a lot of you have communities where you have either a newsletter or the local paper, or there's a way to kind of pull people together. And I think people want a sense of community. And Facebook has become now a place where a lot of communities, people hook together in communities. And we have a neighborhood Facebook page, don't we? You follow that, I don't.
Oh, yeah, we do.
What do they talk about on the Facebook page?
It's full of bobcat sightings, and today they had a somebody was trying to identify a snake they found in their backyard, so they quickly got it identified, along with a lot of incorrect ones.
A snake?
Yeah, just like the snakes that I find in our yard.
Great.
In your yard.
Baby snakes?
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, yeah.
There's a lot Baby larger snakes. Version of the ones that I find whenever I was, you know, I'm pulling up weeds or something, and like, you know, the size of an earthworm. So,
well, first of all, let's roll back there so everybody knows that's listening. I'm willing to give Paulie credit for when he does certain things, right? But pulling up weeds, I can't remember the last time you pulled up weeds. When was that?
Well, you know, you are sometimes not in the present moment, so you don't know all that goes on around here regarding household maintenance and keeping this place running. While you're off playing golf somewhere or, you know, jet setting in Florida.
Working in Florida. Yeah.
I keep this place running like a well-oiled machine. By the way, I got your mail today, and you won Publisher's Clearinghouse. I accidentally opened that. I'm sorry.
Well, there's no reason for us to continue then this conversation because we've got to spend that money. When are they coming and bringing the balloons? I need to make sure I'm back there and make sure that you've got something decent to wear.
Well, I was thinking, you know, maybe, I don't know. We'll have to have a conversation about that off the air.
All right, off the air, we'll figure that out. I'm sure other people think they've won Publishers Clearinghouse as well. You know, you and I were talking about this, and I had this conversation with a man on the plane today, and then my Aunt Nancy actually came and fetched me from the plane. That was nice of her. And she was saying how in anywhere we live now these days, yes, there's people who grew up in your area, but there's a lot of places are melting pots. And people are from, you've got to stop hitting your phone line. If you're going to be a radio star, you have to learn how to be on hold.
Well, I
and
didn't
wait
think you wanted me on speaker, so.
But you just got to wait till you finish. So, amateur, rookie people. This is what happens when you bring your family members on. So we were talking about accents and in broadcasting how a lot of times, especially when you do television, they don't want you to have much of that colloquial talk or any of that. I mean, I guess not colloquialisms help when you go to some place new, but not to have an accent. So my aunt was telling me where she lives, there's people from all over the place, that the people from West Virginia say fish. Instead of fish, they say fesh. Fish. Yeah, they kind of, you can't even tell what they're saying. It's like fish. Yeah, it's a fish.
Interesting.
It's a fish. Can't we all just say fish?
Yeah. How do you say golf?
Golf.
Wow, you really did a hard L on that one, huh?
The thing is, I know how to correctly, without an accent, pronounce certain words. People listening in the great state of Texas, because, of course, we have some fantastic affiliates in Texas, a lot of people in Texas say, for the word R-U-I-N, rune, instead of ruined, roan. He ruined it. That's how you can.
Oh,
I can always,
I mean, you weren't just picking on me. It was something that you heard, and so you just
I've heard you. You say that. You don't say it correctly, and I've heard other people say it. So I immediately, when I meet somebody and they say that word, I know they're from Texas. As soon as I hear that word.
Okay.
As soon as I hear that pronunciation, it's like I say, I can be anywhere in the world and I can tell when someone's from Philadelphia by some of the words they say.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you are a regular Veronica Corningstone, so.
Yeah. Reference for anybody listening to a little known movie called Anchorman, starring Will Ferrell. If you want to look that up.
And Christina Applegate as Veronica Corningstone.
Yeah, she's really good in that.
She worked on her non-regional addiction. She was from Asheville.
Yes.
And she was living in San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego. When I do the cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend, a lot of you will send me, because I've mentioned this, that a lot of you will send me what you're binge watching. Like, you watch no movies or TV or any of that, but then you go kind of on a bender because of the weather. It's raining, you're under the weather, or whatever it is. Or you just decide, okay, I haven't watched anything, so I'm going to binge. And I like to watch things that way too, because I am so busy. I don't watch a lot for fun. It's kind of my relaxation. And you and I started watching something called It's Sunny, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Tell the listeners about that.
It was something that came out about 12 years ago, and not long after it came out, I watched an episode. I think probably season two. I tried watching it when Danny DeVito came on, and so I didn't start watching it from the very beginning. I just picked up one episode years ago, and it just didn't click with me at the time. So I didn't watch it, and so I just noticed the other day that it was on Netflix, and I decided, well, why don't I just watch the first episode and see if it's any good. And it was, I really enjoyed it. It was just my kind of just silly, ridiculous, out of control humor.
Yeah, out of control humor, and there's references, of course, to Philadelphia all over the place, and they actually film it in Philadelphia, because you can see what the backgrounds are. They can't do those Hollywood style. I'm not saying they don't film some of it outside of the city, I don't know, but it's clearly filmed there, big chunks of it, and the guy who co-wrote the series is from there, and actually opened a bar in Philly, so that's pretty interesting. And just like we're talking about where you're listening to us, I think the way you speak in certain words and colloquialisms, but also food, is the other common denominator. So for me, growing up in South Jersey, Philly, Wawa was a big deal, the Wawa convenience stores, cheesesteaks, pizza, Italian food is the best in that part of the country, and that's what people always talk about. What do you think for Texas? What do you think for Texas?
Wawa, I have to agree. Wawa is the bomb.
It is.
All the way. They're spreading all the way to Florida now.
I mean, I can't even think. My undisclosed location is not too far from Wawa. I'm hoping my handlers will let me go to Wawa because I want to go there. But anyway,
well, if you get really desperate, you could. It's only like 3 miles
Uber
away. A brisk night walk through the 10,000 Lakes area. 3 miles away, you just have to watch for the snorting sounds of alligators trying to bite you.
Yeah. So Wawa has 720 locations. What do you think other convenience stores would measure up to Wawa? For the Allsups, I think some people in the South can relate to Allsups. You know, they've got them all over the place. They've got the, somebody told me the other day, Buc-ee's. They think Buc-ee's is really good and actually better than Wawa, and I would take that challenge and say no way, but I know what they're talking about. They've,
well,
like every kind of, they have every,
huge.
They've got every jerky known to man if you walk in this Buc-ee's place.
Yeah, Buc-ee's is more of a tourist stop than, I mean, yeah, it's just a tourist stop kind of destination with a gas station built onto it compared to a Wawa where you can go in and get subs and your regular coffee and convenience store items as well and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yep. All right. We got to wrap this up, so we'll see you again next week for the other side. Thanks, Pauly.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. You got to go get those Bobcats, and I got to get some, I think I'm going to go get Gators. I'm going to avoid Gators tomorrow. We bounce back to Washington and the tsunami washing over us. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
On May 2nd, 2017, Chief Haber terminated Roy Oliver from the Box Springs Police Department.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, talking about, boy, some of the things that have happened in Texas and elsewhere when it comes to shootings, and it would, when it comes to shootings of children, of mistaken identity, of not mistaken identity, it's been just a really depressing couple of years for that. And we're in talking about the Balk Springs police shooting. The descriptions of that, as you just heard right there, I mean, there was no, you know, this is it. In the first statement following Jordan Edwards' death, the 15-year-old's family called him a great kid with a humble and sharing spirit. Balk Springs police officer Roy Oliver, who you heard, fatally shot him with a rifle. And the family says it's just horrific, unexplainable violence. The family actually asked the public, though, to refrain from protests and marches in Jordan's name as they're preparing for his funeral. They said, we don't support or condone any violence or threats made against the Balk Springs Police Department or any law enforcement agencies. Good for them for saying that. Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price told reporters after a commissioner's court meeting that unfortunately the more things change, the more they remain the same. And the video, as they say, the video speaks for itself, and it's, again, it's just a horrible, horrible thing. And there's no, you can't bring relief to this family, and I applaud them for saying what they said, because initially, here's what happened. The police chief in Balk Springs admitted that a car full of teens was driving away from police when an officer armed with a rifle fatally shot the 15-year-old I just mentioned in the head. They looked at the body cam footage, and the police chief, Jonathan Haber, reversed his initial account about Saturday's confrontation, saying the teen behind the wheel Saturday night at first backed down the street but was fleeing the scene when the officer opened fire. So he said it didn't meet our core values. The officers had been inside a house where they found a large party. They ran outside after hearing gunshots. Jordan was a freshman at Mesquite High School. He was leaving a party over the weekend when the officer shot him through the passenger side window. This happened not too far from where our satellite facility is, and lots of people are obviously saddened and talking about this. And the medical examiner's office said he was killed with the rifle just to make it all official, ruled his death a homicide, but it doesn't mean that charges won't be filed. The Dallas County Sheriff's Department and the district attorney's, what they call public integrity unit, because they had to form one of those, they're investigating this shooting. And what happened was that the teenagers heard gunshots. They decided to get in the car and leave the party. They said they heard someone cursing, then three shots were fired into the car, and, you know, the rest, sadly, is history. And this, of course, when you find out more about Jordan, he was a straight-A student, he was a great athlete, he was loved by his teammates, he was not a problem kid, he wasn't a drug kid, he wasn't doing any of that kind of stuff. And it's shocking. Even the head football coach said he was crushed, just absolutely crushed and heartbroken when he found out he was killed. He said, "This is a good kid. This is a good kid." And he was getting ready to be, you know, part of more of these practices with football pads that were going to start on Monday, but now they've postponed it. So they put extra counselors on the staff at Mesquite and, you know, in the neighborhood. I guess there were people at this party, and they started to scatter. And, again, just a very awful thing that happened in Balk Springs. And they're investigating. We'll see ultimately what comes of this. All right, as we continue to make our final turn here for this hour of America Tonight, I said we were going back to the tsunami that rolls out of Washington, D.C., and there were some interesting headlines, not just on the same old, because we know what the same old is, right? So the government's going to stay open. There's a temporary budget, basically a Band-Aid that lasts until September, and the reversal of the Affordable Care Act, doesn't look like there's enough votes for that. We've been talking about that forever. And it's some of the same old, but there are a couple of new little pieces or nuggets that are a little whack coming out of D.C. that could have an impact on, you know, on all of us. And, of course, anything to do with taxes has an impact on all of us because we pay taxes. So what are the extras that we're going to have to pay taxes on? And the rumors are rampant about what's happening with, could happen with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and benefits and cost of living benefits, and just downright frightening for people in that fringe group who are just about to retire, who are thinking about retiring, and if they're lucky, they had a good career somewhere where they're going to take something away in their pockets as a result of that good career, and they're hoping it's going to be more, not less. So with the Republican health bill on shaky ground, there's concern about pre-existing conditions, and influential Republicans like Congressman Fred Upton says he opposes the party's latest plan to just ditch the Affordable Care Act and throw this thing into what he would say is turmoil. And while that's happening, in the White House, there are video testimonials from the president and his daughter, Ivanka, touting a project like nobody's ever seen before is what it is, on the website for the Manila skyscraper until this week. So, and it's all over the place, this whole skyscraper thing. And I was looking at some of the, I was actually looking at some of the billboards and some of the video from it. It was, but here's the thing. It was a message that was, and you never get the other part of the story, right? So investors looking to buy condos at Trump Towers in the Philippines would have found until this week some pretty big video testimonials. Trump was in a message, but it was filmed years before he was even running for president of the United States. And he declared that the skyscraper bearing his name would be something nobody's ever seen before. Then his daughter Ivanka Trump, now a senior White House advisor, heaping praise on the project as a milestone in Philippine real estate history. So 4 months into his presidency, his business relationships with a developer who is one of the Philippines' richest and most powerful men has emerged as an example of collusion between private interests of a businessman in the White House and his public responsibility. And see, here are the potholes I think that maybe some people anticipated and others didn't anticipate. We said over and over again, right, that we're tired of the same old, and then look what happens when you don't get the same old. So what do? They're just going to pull it. I mean, they pull all those videos. They came out in 2013, and this was all reported on by the Washington Post. All I can say is duck. Just duck. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.